But so in terms of the advanced condition that are in, pretty much this is the last generation. They can't really continue using technology. They'll probably have they could probably do one more generation at about 75% failure rate. All the old technology is in the spaceship crash site.
Okay. So yeah, but it would be totally surreal for me to exit and extinct.
This. Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Well, actually, make a Federation law. Something.
Starfleet regulations?
It's actually more like Federation regulations.
Logic? No, law. Something silly here.
Yeah.
Okay,
With an 8, it will probably be legal for you to do it. You can't really see any way.
Yeah. Would a 9 change the mind?
Probably not. Higher than that. But.
So, I forget, at 16, you can make the Starfleet reg say whatever you want.
Pretty much. You can do the impossible, find those loopholes.
Sure, we can supply weapons to the primitive people.
So it's right here.
Because the Klingon started it, and there's a clear Klingon. If the Klingon started it first, class.
Sure.
Such a nice scene of the dining code. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so that night, you guys still want to do anything?
Get a good night's sleep, get ready to talk diplomacy.
Okay. Next morning.
I watch one of their local news programs.
The Mariposa on TV.
Yes.
Basically about, Clone Hit at 5:46, doing this, Cloneville 444, doing this, that kind of stuff.
Super great to figure anything out.
It's relatively boring. They're relatively quiet folk in our post. They're all, apparently they're very bookish. Okay, so next morning, I guess you visit the Briglio coin.
Yeah, whatever.
So you don't have any phasers. You're just going by yourself? Pretty much?
Sure.
Okay. So you arrive at the Briglio camp. It's sort of a sprawling sort of shacks and wood huts and stuff like that.
Okay.
Sheep, cows, goats, pigs running around everywhere. Little children running, playing with mud. We see open mud. There seems to be a lot of shouting coming from one of the big buildings. There's some adults spilling out of the doorway and stuff, talking and stuff.
Okay.
So you go, so you go to the,
do the general people that were passing seem at all, how do they react to our presence?
In general, everybody, says hello and stuff. They don't seem,
they're not hostile.
They're not hostile to, your uniforms or anything like that.
Okay.
A couple men come up and ask if you don't need any help or perhaps you guide a tour of the little town, perhaps you like a a small beverage.
Well, if we have time for a tour or anything before we get to where we're going, that'd be fine.
Okay. What about you, little lady? Perhaps a beverage, or some nice ale or Killian Red.
Here's your chance to have some not Guinness. Where's the Guinness?
Yeah, perhaps some nice Sunday Guinness there.
Here's your chance to have non synthetic alcohol.
We still have a batch from last week.
So I see a lot of these people are like blind.
Apparently they have a good constitution.
Is that a Domino's delivery worker? What is that?
It's a stupid.
What the fuck is this crap?
But obviously, Domino's paraphernalia. I've always wanted that, right? Okay.
By the way, Donald, is it you or your brother that drinks Coors Light? What?
So,
you have friends you don't like that you give it to?
No, when I'm drinking mass amounts of beer in one sitting. Except for the light beer.
He has a couple of bottles of decent beer to get himself.
I noticed those hiding behind other things.
And then he starts chugging the Coors Light like there's no
tomorrow.
See,
before I get the Coors Light, I'll just start drinking straight Everclear,
I've seen him drink 10 or 20 in a sitting. So
I can't really get drunk off beer.
Yeah, it takes a while.
I guess if I would have guzzled it, but...
Hey, they point you out to her, Brenna, and she says, she doesn't tell me, getting yelled at. How do you know those girls?
For what?
Oh, she's not that good of a leader, really. Always saying, you shouldn't drink, and you should, do more work, and get off the lazy butts, stupid men. But, much better when Daniel was leading. He was one of us, really.
Why do you... keep following her if you don't like her.
Well, because she's a daughter. Look how we from the tradition, the Odell's have been leading the clan, the Bengali for generations. Although you mentioned it, perhaps we should get a new leader, someone a little more forceful,
the Federation comes to get a new leader.
Federation Gal said, I should be leading.
Okay, go on.
Just come back and argue. Buy your drink.
Maybe when we're done.
You too, little lady. So you go over to the, as you walk inside, roar voices, everybody's talking at once. You can make up perception rolls, which is intellect, and add your perception edge at the end. Okay. So you see a lot of things. Lots of adults and stuff. There's a group of people off to the side. Looks like they're working on the coast still. You don't want to go in this piece, go here, and go here.
Okay.
You're the one who broke it.
Why am I tempted to sue Lucky Unicorn Games for defamation?
up in front, probably standing on some kind of platform, you can see some young woman yelling to everybody, have a calm head and You know, there's no need to be rash, and you know the negotiations are pretty to be like normal, you know, at a good pace. And I'm trying, you know, trying to make sure that you know we're, they don't, you know, those Mariposas don't cheat us. If people are yelling, saying, you know, my cow could be better than you. Obviously, you've obviously turned tone. We know about you and Wilson and that kind of stuff. The men are doing a lot of yelling, and you know, a lot of them seem to be drinking a bit. And the women are kind of all seem to be mixed about before the end. So as you stand there looking around, it seems to get more heated. And then they're going, you know, we should go. The man will see Granger and, you know, having confessed to killing Danilo. Yeah, some people. They'll just start releasing, you know, whatever they have, pitchforks and stuff. No, says Brad. You know, there's an official investigation, you know, so, and the man has been put to rest. And someone says, you know, what about the still? It's broken.
As I am.
And she says, you know, well, you should all not be drinking, you know. You should all drink.
Simply
drink beer. stay on your butts and don't do anything. Make the women do all the work. You know, a lot of times men were sober and took up responsibilities. At that point,
some of them said,
"Hey,
look at us. We're not
trying to take our God-given right to drink."
Look at us.
Replace her!
This is the feminine right. People, not interfering. Notice us, not interfering.
So, do you guys do anything?
Yeah. We're not interfering.
I'm gonna sort of wave at the woman up front and try to get her attention.
She goes, oh, she sees you. And she waves you off.
She sees that you're confused, and I'll just disarray. We're confused.
Everything is going fine. The Federation is here to help us. You know, they've done us good so far, bringing us to this world after our own planet, you know, blew up or whatever it is. They believe in us because they sent, you know, some more Federation people to help us. And, you know, here's, you know, one of them. And I'm sure she'll say, you know, that they're only here to help us, and you know, we should all come down, right? Is that right? Go ahead and tell them, dear. Speak up.
Right?
Say how they should all calm down. Or they jeopardize Federation aid.
Yeah. So what's everybody all excited about?
You at the museum?
No.
Okay. Sir? Yeah. They just want to goof off and they don't want to take responsibility and all they want to do is have sex with those women. Sex. You know, what he said, you're a good man! Put you in your place!
Okay.
And the best thing is that we should have telepathic. Oh, you realize that we can just have telepathic conversations at random.
That is kind of convenient. Well, I need to talk to. I'll sort of address the crowd. So why doesn't everybody, you know, just have a drink and settle down, and we'll be back.
Okay, make that an oratory. Precision oratory. So the men, you know, sort of don't seem to listen to you. They go, you know, what is the Federation going to do about this? You know, these injustices have been done. What have they done to help us?
Okay, what injustices?
Obviously, those Marine Fosun. They keep trying to control our lives.
I want to get a rules call from Regine. Is it okay if we, like, talk using no telepathy that way, without them hearing us?
What's your skill?
Skill's one, but, like, all data is always supposed to be able to have conversations
with each other.
Well, they should have a receptive telepathy of two. You're not deep.
No, I have. I took the beta as the way primary. So, yeah, I have receptive telepathy of two. Projective telepathy is one.
You could probably do simple telepathy. You know, more. Sure.
Okay. Anyway, so what injustices?
Obviously, they're trying to make us stop drinking. You know, because and they have these laws. Yeah, they have these laws. You know, you're not supposed to drink on Sunday. You're not supposed to start. You know, because they don't. You know, they want to prevent us from. They say we brawl too much. So they put all these restrictions on drinking, and they want us to, you know, smell nice when we're around them. And let's see.
What injustices?
Oh, that's right. And obviously they're taking all the best food.
Aren't they growing their own food?
Oh, they don't grow their own food.
Well, how were they feeding themselves before you arrived?
Oh, well, they have a little bit. They also replicate their food.
Okay. Their food replicators are broken now too.
No, they like fresh food. So
they buy it from you.
Yeah. So they buy it from us at low prices. We're being friendly to them, and yet they never listen to Nanalo when he was alive,
About what?
I don't know, what are the demands, you know. Better life. Sunnier days, whatever.
Okay.
Really upset.
So,
I took down the Austin Tonka, and I'm drinking close.
Yeah, wow. You just go for...
I'm not mad at you, I just pity you.
So
are you here spying for the Mariposas, is that it? Federation no longer helps us, now they spy for the other side.
We're just here to find out what all your
yeah, just because they like technology and we don't.
Demands and...
Is that how it is?
We just want to see what your side
just,
of things
you
are.
You just don't like, you know,
we haven't,
simple agrarian folk.
We haven't even talked to the Mariposas yet.
Sure, you claim.
And we want, my
so well, kind of stays in the background.
My character's thinking, we want these people in the Federation.
How do you see?
They live close to the lobby.
Yeah.
Federation,
by the way, Dan, I didn't steal your chair. Did I?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Looking
for a guy?
No.
Okay.
So who has your list of... So you guys want to join the Federation, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure,
so
we all want, we all want Federation membership, right, boys? Right, yeah!
Okay.
Drinks.
So what's stopping?
Obviously, the Mariposans. They want all control. They don't want to give any voice to the new government.
Okay, so how have they proposed?
And they want to have sex with all the women, which is not bad, I'm not complaining about that. I mean, I can satisfy a lot of women myself. But,
sure you could.
Yeah. But then, the women are so cold, you know, if only they moved a little more.
Okay. So this is to replenish their gene pool, right?
Oh, whatever they want.
Okay.
As long as they put out, they barely do that. And they all look the same.
Okay, so what kind of government have they proposed that you don't have any control
over? It's me. Manilu.
Okay.
Brenna, she doesn't know anything. She's not fit to negotiate for an RBF. We should get my cow here.
Well, that's why we're here, to help.
My cow, Bessie, could do a better job. Right, Bessie?
Woo-hoo. Hey, we're meeting with the community. Look at
her oratory roll.
14.
Whoa! And suddenly your logic starts to make sense. Yeah. I say, okay, well, I guess we'll give her another chance. Perhaps you're right. You know, perhaps Brenna knows what she's doing.
Do I hear the prime directive breaking?
Huh?
No, prime directive just drives me now.
Yeah, it's kind of... I fixed the still! I'll start running that way.
Okay.
Oh, there we are.
So, can we meet with, what's her name? Some case?
Brenna. Thanks for help. Come in, we can go, you know, walk this way.
Okay.
Away from the rest of the people. Those men, they just don't know what's good for them.
Well, maybe now's not the time to be worrying about what you're doing. And it's time to be worrying about what's good for, you know, the planetary population as a whole.
Okay, so, I'm Brown and you are...
I'm Crystal and this is...
Your commander Fox or whatever it is.
Yeah, he said he needed some help. So he asked us to come.
Oh, I see.
He was confused.
You know,
he said he was trying to go by the book and he wasn't getting anything.
The man reads his little tome all the time, you know.
Yeah,
I never understand what he's trying to do.
He's sort of new to this.
He's obviously trying to, fit this on into some kind of, square hole.
I have that impression, too.
But, I'm sure he means well, but... Yeah.
So, exactly what is the problem? As far as I understand, both your community and the Mariposans want to join the Federation. Where is the stumbling block?
Well, there's the
general crowd seems to think that you're underrepresented in the government or something like that.
Yeah, so the Mariposans have since there's their planet, they want more representatives in the world government.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to, push all the bring glory to eat farther away. If we, unless we agree to, have certain standards for housing and civil services and kind of that stuff.
Which you generally don't want.
No. We want to preserve our culture and our way of life, and they shouldn't be telling us.
Right.
We're here to help them.
Sure.
We're here to
all right.
Free with those clone females, whatever. I think they're soulless.
Okay.
But look at thing of a vase, you know.
Sure.
Obviously, you know, that's maybe, you know. Obviously, they had a split of their souls among most people, and four people, and that's probably why they're so cold.
Okay, well. Perhaps there are other ways to, you know, help restore their gene population without, you know, physical contact.
Oh, sure. Think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that would be a good solution. You know, they wouldn't be causing all the men to go crazy. They're not crazy already.
Mm-hmm.
But this, you know, but all this pressure has made them worse. You know, this pressure to perform, they just can't seem to get it up all the time.
So and. What's this about your father?
They're just superstitious. My father, he just bless the poor man. He drank himself to death. You know, just one day, out in the fields, he just, you know, stirred off and then fell over dead. You know, it happens.
Okay.
He was a strong man, but not strong enough.
So did you allow a medical investigation to the cause of death?
Sure, we did. We did our own, we had our own doctor look at him. And we had one of their Mariposan doctors look at him. As long as they don't cut him off.
Okay.
That's fine. And they said, it was probably some sort of, you know, stroke or heart attack or, you know, other natural cause.
Okay.
But,
Exosuned?
Yeah. Quick. You missed you so much in the short time you were gone.
It's usually colder in the city, so.
Yeah.
It's
fine so far.
But, you know, I trust Wilson. He's got the medical records.
Okay. So, what exactly is the negotiating assembly block? What are the fine points that you're trying to negotiate with them to facilitate?
Well, you know, several things. One is, you know, we would like, you know, an equal partnership in the government.
Okay.
Make it more elected, but you know, there are a few more gringolity, you know. No, I don't remember a bit. Not a huge amount. I don't know.
Sure.
He doesn't want the natural democratic way
mm-hmm.
of electing people. Because he thinks we'll just vote for our own people. They insist on, you know, having this. And all this impregnation, you know. For multiple people, for multiple of our men, when it should be, you know, there should be more romance, and,
okay.
You know, there should be more commitment, they should let it go at a slower pace, you know, let nature take its course, even though they're all, you know, cold as fish.
Okay.
See if I have another one.
Okay, so there's the reproductive issue and the representation issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, we want them to not try to impose all their technology on us.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we'd like to just live here,
sure,
make our home, and just not be bothered by them. But we want to have the freedom to go, you know, to the city and, you know, shop and look around. Mm-hmm. They constantly bother. can't be drunk, can't bring your sheet, can't wear a dress.
Okay.
Even a man.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, it's not too bad. There are lots of little points and stuff. You know, I'm trying to do, you know, my people unit.
Okay.
What was
your father's position on all of these issues?
He wanted more or less the same thing. But, you know, he also wanted a big professional brewery and big screen TV.
So he was more in favor of technology?
Well, he was more in favor of a certain amount of technology. He was more in favor of technology that would enhance our
cultural values.
Our cultural values.
Okay.
You know, which I don't particularly agree. You know, it's not great cultural values. You know.
Okay. Fair enough. And so what's their position on these issues that you're having problems with?
Well, I think that's pretty much the opposite of ours.
Okay.
I mean, you know, all the things I said, you know, they want to do these things.
Okay.
I'm not too sure I can't imagine what their objections would be.
Well, how willing to compromise are you?
Depends on what
the compromise is.
I mean, you can see our side. We're only trying to, you know, have what's fair.
Sure.
Equal divisions and stuff.
Okay.
Based on population or something, you know, some such thing. You know, something democratic.
Sure. So GM question.
Huh?
So does there need to be some sort of unified planetary government for them to join the Federation? Yeah.
Yes. In general. Because they're relatively small groups, and I mean, you can have 9 cents of a planet under unified government and still join the Federation. But when they're only like, 10,000 people involved, they're pretty much a lot.
Sure, but if they had their own separate independent governments and both governments wanted to join the Federation, that still wouldn't work?
No. Usually not. Okay. There can be exceptions, but usually.
Okay. Okay, well, we need to go talk to the Mariposa.
Unified government is a fine that you already joined.
Okay. Okay, so, we need to go talk to the Mariposa and, see where they stand and what they think, the stumbling blocks are.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can help facilitate some sort of agreement.
Okay. Well, when you see them, Bolton, don't get too close to them. I think he's getting cold or something.
Okay.
When you catch it.
Okay. So, the crowd seemed to be implying that you were slightly more than friendly with him.
What?
Anything to that?
Oh, we're just friends. When you work closely, you get a little close sometimes. It was just that one time. Really, I can keep my perspective. But it's been so lonely. Ever since, Riker left.
Who?
Riker.
Oh my god.
when I'm on a starship, I've been kind of all alone.
That was years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, probably. A couple years ago, probably.
Okay.
Wow. I'm sure that's a good start, Lee Gray.
Well, that's very
actually, no, I'm not sure. It's in the standard procedure.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you found someone here.
You don't think so? I mean, it's always nice. Unlike, the men who don't have, us women don't have cheeks to cut away.
Okay, too much information.
I do the one eyebrow thing.
Okay, so, we'll go.
What are you here for? You're never seen a talk. Is that a security person?
No, I'm a doctor.
Oh, a doctor.
Genetic conditions.
Okay, so we'll go talk to the very close to this day. We'll get back to you.
Okay. I guess later that afternoon, get a meeting with the. I guess you're going to talk to the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister, Wilson Granger, in his office. Basically, relatively utilitarian.
Okay.
You know, office with a couple of chairs and stuff. As you get in, you can all make perception rolls. You can plus 9 perception at the end.
12.
11.
We are so fucking respected, perceptive, apparently.
Alright, so you walk in. And the Prime Minister is welcome to North Georgia. He seems a bit under the weather.
Okay.
Just not quite that warmed over, but you know, not too good.
Okay. Are you feeling well?
Well, it's just a touch of the flu or something.
Never even a medical scan?
You shouldn't have that accent. Touch of the flu.
Well, we're both doctors. We could have a look at you if you like.
No, I've already had my doctor look at me. He says I just need to pick up some more vitamins. He's probably so that's
well,
go ahead and sit down.
Is that the way viruses work in our universe?
Okay. Well, I want to aim my medical tricorder at him anyway.
Yes.
Okay, roll.
Yeah, well, I think we both do.
What? No, there's no need. There's no need to use your fancy gadgets. You know, our technology is still
capable. We're just using these to take notes on our...
alright. I see. Okay, so you can all make medical, science...
General medicine, genetics, neurosurgery?
Yeah, human.
Human?
Yep. Cool one.
Got it.
Okay. So that's first aid human?
Medical science human. Okay. Okay. You had a 9. Okay. Chris, Donald, you get, you know, he's definitely got some kind of weird virus. But you're not sure exactly what. Chris, you recognize that it seems to be called Propinador. Some sort of it's weird. It's some kind of Klingon virus that causes flu on humans. It's kind of weird.
It's a Klingon virus.
Is that common for there to be a Klingon virus out here?
Klingon virus?
Just for our.
If there are no Klingons around, it would be uncommon.
Okay.
So, how far away are we from Klingon?
And is it potentially fatal, or is it?
Yes, it's potentially fatal.
Okay.
So, you want to be
do we have, you know, a way to treat it?
Chris could probably do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
we're both in
general medicine.
Yeah. Not yet, but, yeah.
I want to do a scan for Klingons on my tricorder.
Where is the one you do for the governor?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's make a social roll.
No.
You have regular tricorder?
Yeah.
Okay. You have
medical? One of each.
Seven. You don't listen to me. Clean on.
Not nearby.
Okay.
So, I just, you know, we introduced ourselves, I just want to get his side of things. Why don't you go ahead and come up with something to treat him.
Well, don't Don't we have to tell them that we cheated with the medical tricorders first?
Just treat them
first.
Just what?
Just make sure you can treat it first.
Okay. General medicine.
Yeah.
Intellect plus logic.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a lot of fucking dice for this. Yeah, so nine.
Yeah,
sorry.
You got something in your bag.
Okay.
You can mix a couple
more
things.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
But it came down to it. How, what's the vector like? How much? I'm going to snap scan my medical or try other people within 2 kilometers of this disease.
Okay. Pretty tough, but go ahead and make a roll.